This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new representative in Michigan's 62nd State House District, which includes the city of Battle Creek, next year. The current representative, Democrat Kate Siegel, cannot run again because of term limits. Three Democrats are running for the seat, including former Calhoun County Democratic Party Chairman Dave Morgan. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Gordon. Appreciate being here.
And we're joined by Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman.
Thanks for having me.
Dave Morgan, begin by telling the audience a little bit more about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Well, I'm 50 years old, father of one. I have my little 7-year-old daughter here with me today, Jaden. I'm a United States veteran. I served 11 years in the Air Force Reserves and also with the Michigan Air National Guard in Battle Creek. 11 years there, served in Desert Storm, served on President Bush's security force during Desert Storm, which was quite an honor. I was in Madrid. I've traveled all over the world with the military. I'm also a veteran of Amtrak. I'm currently working there. Been there 21 years. I was a manager for 13 years, locomotive engineer. I've worked in Los Angeles, El Paso, and Battle Creek. And as a manager, I was in charge of operations between Los Angeles and El Paso, Texas. Up here, I was manager between Battle Creek and Chicago. Our family's been from Battle Creek since the 1800s. Morgan Road, many people know Morgan Road. That's named after my great-grandpa, William. That was the center of his farm. One side was a horse farm. One side was the dairy farm. So we've been there quite a while. And anybody that knows Campbell School, that was his home. I was a college baseball coach at Kalamazoo Valley for quite a while, 4 years. Host of A Little Bit Left, A Little Bit Right with Tim Hill on Access Vision in Battle Creek and former chairman of the Calhoun County Democratic Party.
Jennifer Bowman, first question for Dave Morgan.
Let's start with roads. Everyone knows that's the most talked about topic of the day. If we need to get that funding, would you support an increase in gas tax, increase in fees? What would your suggestions be?
Well, the roads is definitely one of the most important issues we're going to be facing in this campaign. Michigan's facing it statewide. Funding's an absolute necessity. Now, how we're going to get there, that's where, you know, we've got to work together between the Democrats and the Republicans. Roads were a nuisance a ways back. Now it's we're almost in an emergency situation. They're dangerous. In the summertime, now we have motorcyclists out there where we didn't before. It's a dangerous situation. So it's one that needs to be addressed immediately by our elected officials. Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of failure there in the past. As far as funding goes, I think we need to look at all areas. The funding's there. We have the fuel tax, for instance, but really not much of it goes into roads. A lot of it gets transferred back into the general funds. So instead of raising a gas tax, imposing more tax on the citizens, I would be more apt to increase the amount of money that we're already receiving and putting that back into our roads.
The township roads in Calhoun County, some of which includes the 62nd District, you're well aware,
absolutely,
living in Penfield, that's a $284 million figure. Officials are saying, we're never going to get there. Townships are considering road millages. I'm hearing you're saying the funding's there, but we've got this large amount.
Well, I did see in the paper, one of the headlines on one of my opponents said that the taxpayer, I forget how he actually said it, but the taxpayers are basically going to have to suck it up and pay more money. I don't think that's right. I think the taxpayers are paying enough, and we definitely need to, you know, transfer more of the money back into our roads that we already have. The roads in Penfield are absolutely horrible. All of our county roads are bad. The same elected officials that have got us in this mess are now asking for more money, and I don't think that's the answer. I think the best answer our voters can have is unelect the people that have got here in the first place, not give them more money. So as far as the community roads go, townships need to have more input. Right now they don't have. You've got Tim Hill out in Emmett Township who does an excellent job out there. Very little say in how the money's sent to his township to use on his roads. I think our township supervisors, they're there every day. They're the ones that should have more input on what happens with our roads. They've really been shut out.
Are you saying you don't favor any increase in revenue, no increase in the gas tax, vehicle registration fees, or anything else?
No, I wouldn't. I think the funding's there. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't change, but I'm saying as far as I look at everything, you look at the small percentage of the money that actually goes back into the roads. I mean, if we raise one thing, gas tax is very, you never know what you're going to have. You know, it's not a sustainable, accountable revenue that you know what you're going to have coming in every year.
Because people may drive less. There may be cars that come along that use less gas or no gas at all. Is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely. Okay. So with that being the case, we need a sustainable amount of money coming back in, but we need a higher percentage to go back into the roads.
But a lot of that money now that comes from gas tax will go into the general fund.
Right.
That ends up going, okay, well, what do you do about that money that's in the general fund? Are there things you're going to spend less on then? Because, well, what would they be? What are you going to spend less on to spend it on roads?
Well, there's a big pie. I mean, we can't sit here today and solve every problem we have. But one of the biggest issues we have are the roads. And I think that's the case in our townships in Michigan, everywhere throughout the state. So with that being one of the biggest issues we're facing, we definitely need to take as much funding as we possibly can, transfer it into the roads. Most people think their fuel tax does go to the roads. I mean, that's what we're being told by a lot of our elected officials. That's simply not the case. It's a percentage of that.
Would you have supported an increase in the minimum wage, which was approved by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Snyder?
I think it's a good start. It's absolutely a good start. So I would say yes. I would go there. I think we should do more.
Do you think the ballot proposal would have been better? That would have taken it to 10-10 instead of 9-25?
Yeah, I think it would have been better, but they came to an agreement beforehand, and that was probably a political move by Governor Snyder, but that's fine. It's a first step and a step of many.
This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Dave Morgan. He's a candidate for the Democratic nomination for State House in Michigan's 62nd District. That includes the city of Battle Creek. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman is here as well. Jennifer.
Staying on minimum wage, some say there shouldn't be a minimum wage. It should be dictated by the marketplace. Your opponent yesterday, Art Kale, said, I used to run a manufacturing plant. We paid our entry-level positions close to minimum wage, found we couldn't hire anyone, and raised it. And he pointed that as an example of how the marketplace should dictate it.
Now, I think there absolutely should be a minimum wage. I don't think that's a question. We need livable wages. People in our community spend their money in the community. So with that being the case, minimum wage, absolutely. We, the minimum wage, what we just did was great. I mean, it's good for Michigan. We can't penalize small businesses, so we need to try to help them out as much as possible, too. It's kind of two dynamics. So you have small businesses that are really struggling to survive. You have families struggling to survive, and you've got corporations that seem to get all the big breaks, and that's because they have the most money to buy off the most politicians and to hire the most lobbyists. Small businesses aren't really represented in either party. Republicans have left them out. Democrats have left them out, and that's really a shame. Every family is a small business in their own way and struggling to survive, and this time in our lives, it's the worst time I've ever seen for families trying to get by. Everything's going up. Gas, I remember when it was 89 cents a gallon, and I'm not that old. You know, now it's over $4. It's a tough time for everybody. But as far as the minimum wage, I don't see how you can fight against a minimum standard of living for people.
So how do we get to help those small businesses?
Oh, the small businesses? Well, your tax incentives, we've done that. I think spending local money, local preference, for instance, police cars, fire trucks, anything we buy locally, we help our local businesses buy within our community.
Some small business owners will say, however, they're the ones that usually end up paying minimum wage. So when that goes up, it does squeeze small businesses a little bit harder. If you're going to raise the minimum wage, do you have to accept that small businesses are going to be hurt by it? Or is there a way to also help them in addition to raising the minimum wage?
And that's exactly what I'm getting at. We need to hopefully supplement with money saved in other areas by the minimum wage increasing, say at Walmart, where a lot of their employees receive federal assistance while they're still working for Walmart or other companies. So if we could help and supplement some of the cost to raise minimum wage. I think it's a win-win situation. It wouldn't penalize small businesses, and it would help the families get by.
Do you supplement it by the state directly paying small businesses?
I would, yeah. I would think that's an option. I mean, we'd have to look at it. But if we're going to spend money one way or the other, whether it's on assistance to families or supplementing small businesses to hire people to work at a higher wage, a livable wage, I think that's the way to go.
Do you think the state should be doing any more to encourage consolidation or mergers of local government units, either, you know, sharing services or full-blown mergers? It was proposed earlier, was proposed last year in Saugatuck and Douglas. Should the state be doing anything to encourage that or facilitate it?
I think all options are open. We need to look at every possibility. School districts, for one, we have superintendents at every school. You know, I lived out in Arizona for a while where you have one superintendent for multiple schools. That's an area. There's a lot of areas that we could cut back on. Busing of students, food services. We provide government food services in our jails, in our schools, and all areas, maybe a commissary, something to that sort that would, you know, supplement every area.
Jennifer?
I want to ask you about some social issues. Where do you stand on medical marijuana?
To me, it's a non-issue. I was a former police officer. It's pretty much a victimless crime. Worldwide, it's pretty much accepted. Here it's become a political battle because what one party's for, the other party's automatically against. I really think it's a non-issue. I think it's wonderful if it's able to be used for medical purposes. It's victimless. I mean, so I think it's a waste of a lot of revenue to go, you know, to spend on that issue.
How about recreational use?
I have never smoked in my life. I've never had a puff of a cigarette or anything, but I don't have a problem with it.
Do you think it should be legalized?
Absolutely. I think it's a waste of government resources to do anything other than that.
Do you support amending the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for sexual orientation and gender identity?
Yes, I would.
Explain why, please.
I just think everybody has the right, you know. I'm a landlord in Battle Creek. I invest in properties throughout. Everybody has the right to live in one of my houses or apartments. I think that's a non-issue, too. We worry so much about what other people are doing instead of just respecting, you know, maybe people have different beliefs. I mean, I have different beliefs. None of us, us three don't agree on every issue. But if there's a respect, we can all get along. I think we worry too much about what other people are doing. I think they definitely should be protected. Everybody should be protected. It's a basic right.
Do you support legalizing same-sex marriage?
That's a tough one. You have traditional values that people say, you know, talk about. Then you have, and you see in Kalamazoo, you've got a great race here going on. But I would have to look at it more, but I would say probably yes, I would support it.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and how there's, you know, that constant fighting and what becomes a political battle. It's easier said than done to fix that. How do you plan on doing that?
Well, I think, you know, you see Tim and I on our TV show. You can work together. I think we need more people in politics. I think more veterans. More people that actually want to be there to serve the people instead of serve their party. And, I mean, for me to talk about the party system now, I should be using the former chairman as an advantage. But to be honest, I'm not running to represent the Democratic Party. I'm running because I think I can do a good job for the people. And when I'm elected, I'll serve the Republican, somebody that calls themselves a Republican, just as much as I'll serve person that calls themselves a Democrat. We need to get the D's and R's out of here and start working for the community.
Dave Morgan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Dave Morgan is running for the Democratic nomination in Michigan's 62nd State House District. That includes the city of Battle Creek. He is the former chairman of Calhoun County's Democratic Party. And we want to thank Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman.
Thank you.
Longer versions of the interviews heard on West Southwest can be found at wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.